Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
There's a man flinging things at me here. Not for the first time, I may as well tell you. Declan Rourke, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning.
How are you? You're looking $1 million.
Nice million.
Are you feeling good? You're a gas man, because one of the things I always find, look at all this stuff. You're a great man for disappearing.
Am I?
Yeah, you're here and you're doing loads, and then off you go. Now, you had to do that with the books, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I remember that, because you had no option with those. How's Padraig doing? Is he getting ready for the third book?
He's getting ready in here, yeah.
Yeah. Paul Ellen. Yeah. But not yet.
Not yet.
No, because, you know, those two enormous books. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Incredible.
There's Mullen in the background here, you know.
Yeah. But you're committed to a third.
I am.
You
yes,
are.
Indeed, yeah.
And then it'll be the movie.
And then it'll be the movie and the Netflix series.
Do you know who you should get? Eve Hewson. Have you seen her on the telly?
I haven't.
Bono's daughter. She's in Bad Sisters.
My wife has worked with her.
Has she?
She works on Bad Sisters.
Stunts. She's brilliant in Bad Sisters. But she's in a thing with Nicole Kidman called Perfect Couple. She is phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Just saying.
Fantastic,
and I don't know anything about her or the family, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, incredibly good actress. Just saying. You might need a darker person to play a particular role. Listen to me. Kaya Bram, I remember this, and I'll tell you why I remember it. There's my copy.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
This album... That's
going way back. Yeah.
That's going way back, and you signed it for me, so that's why I couldn't sell it. This is 20 years ago.
You tried to sell it.
I did. The fellow wouldn't give me. He said, I can't get that name off.
He couldn't even put it in one of them bargain bins,
This is 20 years old, this beautiful album. And you decided to take it now and do a number on it, literally. You've given me a CD, which is a double CD, but the vinyl, this is beautiful.
Crack it open there.
Crack it open. Is that you? Is that you on the cover? Is that you?
It is me, the youth of yesterday or tomorrow.
So talk to me about your idea of what you're doing at the moment, because I know you've gigs coming this weekend.
Well, basically, you know, it was coming up to 20 years. My manager said you should celebrate it, you know, and I was actually, my first thoughts were, I just want to move forward and make my next record, you know?
Yeah.
And he made me give me pause to think about it. And but what I did was then I was sitting on the master tapes that I had for years, but I'd never listened. I'd never gone in. And so with the anniversary coming up, I says, okay, well, I'll have a look. And I turned it on and I just couldn't believe what was in there. There was multiple takes of every song, alternative takes. There was all this dialogue because we were playing in the same room, talking to each other and having the crack. And
sure. And it was all tape.
And it was all on the,
amazing,
you know.
Yeah.
And then I'd box this material as well. But at the same time, I was playing something in the car for my son, introducing him to various stuff. And we had Sgt. Pepper's on.
Lovely.
50th anniversary version. And there's all this stuff with the lads talking between songs and everything. And I was going, I have all this stuff. I can do this myself, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was a great inspiration for it, you know.
That's a lovely idea. I'll let you explain Kyabram, what it actually means, because of the significance of it.
Kyabram is an Aboriginal word. It's a town I visited only for a weekend with my family. Some people think I lived there. I didn't.
Yeah.
We just passing through and stayed with some friends of friends in a big house, and somebody gave me a guitar while I was there.
Gifted the guitar.
I was caught kind of noodling on the guitar, or messing with the guitar when nobody was looking.
Right.
And nothing was said, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And then at some stage, I vaguely remember that switched to being shown a couple of chords, and then we were leaving on the Sunday, whatever, loaded into the car, everybody ready to go. The man runs out and says, I think this belongs to you.
Isn't that
and
something?
Gave me the guitar. It was life-changing.
Yes.
It really, really changed the course of my life.
You did own a guitar elsewhere, presumably.
No, not at that point. I mean, I'd had a couple when I was younger, but I'd only wrecked them or broke strings because I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. This is like, you're now what, 22, 3, 4, that sort of crack?
At that point, it was the weekend of my 13th birthday.
13th?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realise you were that young.
Yeah, so that was the beginning.
Isn't that mad?
It was the start of, you know, and then, of course, you know, when I had the album made, which was 2004.
Yeah.
And everything was done except it came to a certain point and they said, it's going to print at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You still haven't given us a title of what's it called, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was a mad rush and I sat up all night and I was, you know, looking at old pictures. Of course, sure. I went through the lyrics looking for, and if, you know, at some point I kind of realised that's where it began for me.
Mm.
I sent out the title to a few friends and something else I had and they all chose that one.
Isn't that fabulous?
And it's stuck.
But what's lovely about it is that it takes you back to where it began, which is that important.
Absolutely.
Moment.
I was unprepared for sure. for listening to the stuff and just getting, I fell right down the rabbit hole. It was amazing and
yeah.
very nostalgic and it's reliving it, you know.
Yeah, I'd say. It must
and
be very,
so
very special.
I felt it was worth doing this, you know.
Before we do anything else, I just want to play a track from the album. Now, this I have, because I haven't opened the CD yet.
Okay.
This is No Place to Hide. Declan's with us. This is, have a listen.
Stepped outside his door and listened to the air. The rain was falling all around and he knew that she was near. She traveled many miles to see him with everything to gain. And he had nothing left to lose, just his loneliness and pain. He took her bags into the bedroom where all was cut and dry. Her eyes were green when she was sad, felt a little blue inside. He lit a smoke up on a candle and somewhere a sailor died. She said she didn't mind the smell and looked away as he blew the smoke aside. But whoa, she was pretty when she had no place to. Whoa, she was pretty when she had no place to. Whoa, she was pretty when she had no place to hide. She thought about her family and friends. She would see them soon again. She lay awake now in the darkness where an old piano glistened in the night. He dreamt he found a little boat and sailed away upon the tide.
Place to Hide. Declan O'Rourke from this new compilation, which I've just discovered. You can't buy it in the shops. So it's great
you
seeing
can't.
You.
It's
great seeing you again. Bye.
We have made a very, we were making a virtue of this, you see.
Yeah.
20 years ago when this came out, the only way you could listen to it was the right way. You sat down and
that's right.
opened a glass, whatever it is, your favourite thing, and you sat right. and you listened to it. You didn't flick through 10 seconds of this one and this one and this one. So I want people to enjoy it, and you know, we've made it special, yes, you know, to suit that, and we think.
But
and
you can only buy it at the gigs.
You can only buy it at the gigs, so it's a kind of a, you know, thank you to the people coming to the gigs.
Yeah.
And to add to that vibe, the special vibe, and it's not a general release yet. You know,
it's a lovely idea. The it's funny. Van Morrison has two albums so far, three. That you can only get through his site or through, they're not through the record company.
Yes.
One is an instrumental album, which I don't have. I have the other one, which is live in America, and then the latest one we haven't got yet.
Van has been paying attention, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has. It's interesting, isn't it? I'm paying attention to him, as I always have, and you. You're playing in Cork on...
Cork this Saturday, the first show, yeah.
In the Opera House. Now, is this a band or is it just you?
It's the band. It's the original band.
Fab.
We played the record. Reassembled
You're taking Sid's Chiropractic and you're going right through.
Yeah.
Will you do other stuff as well?
A little. I'm gonna do a few of my own new ones. Maybe
like,
to begin.
You mean like a Canvara and stuff? Or?
No, new.
Oh, new.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
We're going to start a new 20-year cycle.
Oh, no, I find that. Which is very important, by the way. Yeah. Will you not be doing... You know, I love Canberra. But you wouldn't be doing...
Marty, if you show up, I'll play it to you sitting on your knee on stage.
Well, Vicar Street, of course.
Other than that.
Vicar Street is Sunday the 27th.
Vicar Street and Cork Opera House and London, they're all sold out.
London, and you're
great.
In Belfast in the Ulster Hall.
Belfast, Ulster Hall, there's still tickets for November 10th and the National Concert Hall, February 13th.
February 13th?
Yes.
I'm writing
that's
that down.
It's gone
fairly
fast now, but...
Is that, that's with the band as well?
They're all with the band, they're all Kai Avram dates, yeah.
The idea of getting back with the band, how long since you played with these guys? How long is this?
I did a few shows with them with some of them in 2018, but we've never actually had the complete lineup. Yeah. All, you know, just been somebody or a couple of people. Not, I don't think. But we have Steve Wickham who played, you know,
that's right,
fiddle on it.
Yeah,
Paul Moore, who was Van's MD for last 10 or 15 years.
Yes.
They were all on the original record, and just brilliant guys. Jack Marr, who I grew up with playing music, Aidan Dunphy, who I, you know, headhunted as a drummer for the drummer percussionist for this record.
It's a bunch of mates.
Yeah, and we rehearsed yesterday and a week ago, and you know, it's just beautiful being in the room on the stage and having the crack with them. And I had to say to myself yesterday, this may be as good as it gets for me, you know? The gigs will be something else, but just capture this moment, because
that's right.
You know.
You didn't record it all, did you, by the way? I'm just curious.
Some of it was recorded. Yeah. We record everything now. You never know what you're going to do.
You're getting good at this. I have to say, the presentation is beautiful. I'm looking at it. Is that burgundy? It is. It's beautiful.
Blood red vinyl.
It's beautiful.
Well, see, the second disc, which is all of the extra material, the outtakes and the... Yeah. And it's...
That's me making noise.
It's called The Heart of Kai Avram. So
we better explain something here. Like, you have Birds of a Feather, which is a studio rehearsal. Your World, take two with guide vocal. No Breaks, take one with guide vocal. Galileo, take eight pre-strings, which is fascinating. Yes. So you get a whole sense...
I can't
sense.
Wait for you to hear these, the crack it's that's
so different.
Well, the bits of
but, Galileo, of course, as we know, Paul Weller made the comment that he made. The man who produced, what do you call it?
Arrivals. And he has just recorded Galileo for this.
Paul Weller?
Yes.
Yeah. And it is fantastic.
We invited a couple of people who have shown, you know, love
a
for
of interest.
A couple of songs, to do, you know, special versions for this. And so Weller has done Galileo, and Melda May just did Love Is the Way.
Ah, for God's sake.
And there's another, they're just gorgeous. And so there's another couple of potentially great ones in the pipe. And
you see, when you have people like that who are immersed in your sound and what you have created, and it must be a wonderful feeling for you.
It is
to know
fucking
and
amazing,
to hear them
to
doing that. You know.
I mean, I was recording Imelda there a few weeks ago, and I, you know, literally as close as you are to her or to me while she's singing it, and it's just blowing the roof off. You
isn't
know,
she
the
fabulous?
Hair was standing up on my neck. Oh, it brought me to tears.
She's just amazing.
She's just amazing. Phenomenal.
You didn't get a chance to see her doing the Beans thing, did you? She was brilliant.
No, I didn't.
She was brilliant.
But I hope to yet. She's amazing.
She's such a talented person. She's also a gorgeous person as well.
Amazing. She's just
lovely as well.
She's gorgeous.
Love is the way. That's
around.
What she's done, is it?
Love is the way.
Love is the way.
Yeah.
But meantime, here.
Love is the way. Love is the way. Love is the way you lead me. Love is the way. And somehow it's like I've been in a haze for what seems like years now. Well, I suppose I am drawn to bright and beautiful things, and I suppose I am home every time I am in your company. 'Cause love is the way.
Declan O'Rourke. It's since Kaya Bram. We're talking about the brand new version, the 20th anniversary edition. We've got a treat for you now in a moment. Morning, Martin. Declan. Declan's part of my husband's life and mine for 20 years. We've seen you play in tiny parish halls and big tents, the NCH. We saw him weeks before our first child was born, and we saw him months after our second child passed 6 years ago. Since Kaya Bram never fails to make me cry. That's Elise. You see, the effect of...
Hi, Elise, and lots of love.
The effect of music on people. Lyrics, thoughtfulness.
And on me too.
My daughter can't... when she hears Stars Over Canberra, she's, as a fellow, she's gone completely.
Uh-huh.
She loves it to be. It's the idea, the picture that's painted in that song. It's just, you know, it's affecting.
Yeah, it's good. I suppose just try and send something from the heart, and, you know, if it means something to you, it has a chance of, you know, moving somebody else.
No, it has, you know. Absolutely. Kira says, listen to Since Kyabram on, Kyabram on repeat for my final year of college 20 years ago. I love it. And I'm looking forward to Vicar
it's
Street.
It's time to go back to
life.
College, tell her.
Yeah, yeah. And... oh, look at that. She says, she says, for me to show up so we can hear Stars Over Kinvara. There you go. Sorry.
I hope you have the date free now.
It is. I know, yeah. It is. It's a very special thing. Now, when we talk about this this album, the Galileo that you're talking about on this, so explain the stringless version of what we're going to hear, because we have it lined up on the CD.
The first 5 days in the studio were just me, bass and drums. We played together and got the songs down.
Yeah.
Then Steve Wickham and Christine Hansen came in for 3 days and we did the strings to the versions we had just done. So this is just Paul and I getting the take down as it went down. And we were talking about this, we're at odds about how many takes. He thinks there was like something like 40 takes that the song did in the few days.
Yeah.
But I only remember 5 or 6, and I have a diary that I kept while we were recording, and it says, you know, after dinner we tried Galileo again, we did it about 4 times, and we were just about to abandon it, and thanks to Tim Martin, God rest him, who the engineer, and he convinced us to keep going. He said, if you get it live the way you're going, you will love it for years. Keep going. And then it says bang, then we nailed it, you know. And he says that he is me as well, you know.
True.
The elation, I've never felt anything like it in my life, you know, and I'm still buzzing, blah, blah, blah.
And what was not clicking at the time? Why? I understand doing loads of takes, of course.
Yeah.
But
well, we were talking about that yesterday. You don't know. There's just like you're playing it and you're playing it and everything is right. There's no mistakes. But one of them just. Everybody feels the magic and you go,
yes,
that's the one, you know. And on this one, you can actually hear there's a giddiness just before we start.
Right.
We're kind of just laughing and giggling. And then afterwards, as it finishes, there was a... And Paul says, I said to him, you know, this is the one now. Stop messing. Everybody messing. He had just had a son born. He said, I said to him, you think of your son, you think of such and such, I'm going to think of my family,
yeah,
and we're going to nail this or something like that, he said. Told me yesterday, I don't remember that. But then at the end, there's a tiny silence. Anyway.
Let's hear it, because this is it. It's 4 minutes. This is take 8 of, because normally any of us who do anything in this business would never admit to take it. But anyway, it's take 8, pre-strings, and this from Since Kyabram is Galileo.
Giddy up. Giddy up again. Okay. Okay, let's rock, man. Have you seen the rock lock, have you?
The rock lock.
Yeah, I'll show you later. It's a handshake. Anyway. Sometimes cry. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Who dreamt up someone so divine?
Someone like you and made them all. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternatives, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy and my lips were cold as ice, but you kissed me and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy who puts the rainbow in the sky, who lights the stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine, someone like you and made them mine. Someone like you and made them mine.
Fantastic. You know what's lovely about this?
It's a longer gap than
it is, yeah, you know, to tighten that one up when you do the repressing. What I love about this, I really feel like we're there, which is what your intention was.
Yeah, well, you are, I suppose.
Sneaking in.
That's great. That's the litmus test, isn't it?
Test. That's the point of the exercise.
I absolutely, my reference again was Sergeant Pepper's, how much I loved listening to, hanging on every word and every sound that was made in these little alternative takes, you know.
That's right.
And so it was an easy job then. You
Blessed that you had the stuff, of course, obviously.
Exactly. How lucky I was.
But you could have thrown that in the bin.
And again, Tim Martin, 10 years ago or so, gave me the master tapes that he had, you know. Yeah. And how lucky I was,
Will you stay with me? I have traffic.
I'd love to.
Good man.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Sinead, there you are.
Yes, sir.
There you are. I've put a pause button on Declan Rock.
I look forward to you returning to the interview to the music.
All right, tell me more.
Well, it's heavy on the Crumlin Road inbound between Crumlin College and the South Circular Road Junction. Debris is blocking inbound traffic. It's also affecting traffic signals in the area at the moment. Slow on the M50 southbound from Junction 12 Firhouse to a collision just before Junction 14 Sandyford. It's in the middle lane. There's a lights remain out of action on both sides of Watling Street Bridge. Traffic signals at the Ellis Quay Junction with Blackhall Place are also out due to a power issue there. In Cork, it's bumper to bumper northbound on the South City Link Road from the South Douglas Road slip to the Quays. Busy as well on the Kinsale Road northbound for about a kilometre or so before the Grange turn off. And slow on the South Ring Road eastbound before Junction 5 Toker. In Galway, there's an outbound queue on the Old Dublin Road between Well Park Road Junction and the Skerrit Roundabout. Finally, in Meath, part of the Knobber to Kings Court Road remains closed following a collision there yesterday afternoon. Traffic will be diverted through Kilmainham Wood instead. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
That's great. Thanks a million. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Bye-bye.
Now to the artist.
Enjoy the day.
Talk to you in the morning. Cheers for now. Best wishes to Declan. He was my... Oh, right. Oh, that's okay. He was my 14-year-old daughter's first gig in Castle Blaney. I didn't read these in advance. That's fine. You chatted to her and gave her your plectrum after the gig. Look at you, you big spender. Still on top of the piano. Oh, at home with the memories. Angela Riley in Barnsmore and Donegal. Isn't that lovely?
I still have Paul Brady's plectrum that my parents got when he threw it out off the stage at the Olympia when I was a teenager.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And is he a mate? He says
yeah. Oh, he's a gorgeous man.
Paul Brady
yeah,
is
yeah,
just the
yeah.
most wonderful talent.
Yeah, an absolute
did
hero.
Did you get
mine.
To read his book?
I have it, and I haven't read
Thank
it yet.
Thank you. Well, it's a great book. It's a great story. Because it's how he... Because he went to the States and nothing happened. And what do I do now? It's a great story about survival in the music business, as you...
Yeah, well, I have to argue with that. Maybe nothing happened in the next... expected way or the way...
Oh, no, but everything
but actually,
happened.
Everything happened.
No, everything
yeah,
happened.
Yeah.
No, what I mean is that he was promised certain things and then
I
he
understand,
had to
yeah.
make
yeah,
his
course,
own way.
Yeah.
Declan has been in our lives for 20 years. Galileo was our wedding song. And Declan played it for us in the Thatch in a few days
wow.
before our wedding. And I had a broken ankle, you might remember. Did you break his ankle? At the Clare Lynch. Claire Lynch?
I don't remember breaking Claire's ankle,
no,
I'm afraid.
You didn't
no,
didn't break her ankle. She says, we're due to see you in Vicar Street and I'm having surgery this weekend and hoping we can make it. And she says, is there any other way of getting the special album? No.
No.
No. Love Deck is
no,
music.
You have to come.
And again.
We hope you can make it.
Originally from near there, it reminds me of my dear aunt who passed at Christmas as Claire in Kildare. Isn't that lovely? I remember Declan as a lovely. Young lad back from Australia playing in the Ballyfermot Sports. You
wow.
did. You did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it myself.
There you are. Sitting in my car outside my house, unbelievably excited to see Declan in the Opera House on Saturday, crying as I listen to the most beautiful song in the world, says Michelle in Cork. You
see, thanks,
that's
Michelle.
The connection. There's your... Not that you don't know it. You do know it. But there's your connection. And there's one now. Jane in Galway says, I'm listening to your chat with Declan and that album is special to her as it helped her through cancer in 2004. So you take an album and you listen to it. And you said it yourself. You put, it's like putting the needle down on vinyl.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just let it play. And you absorb what you listen to as opposed to just, I know, here's a bit of this, here's a bit of that. You actually let
you
it
let
wash
it
over
you. Let it play and let
it take
it.
It washes
it,
over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a ritual, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. And it should be.
Yeah.
You know, you were preaching to the converted.
I know that. Yeah,
time, you know?
No, but it's lovely. Well, it's like people kind of saying, "Hey, you know, thumbs up."
In the fast-paced world, you know, we need it to actually slow you down and just make you stop.
But it's also to make you think, because the poet, which is what's in you, and the musician, obviously, but the poet as well, makes people think because you're able to articulate things that perhaps the rest of us aren't as good at articulating as you can, and therefore you bring that, and so we take what we need out of that, food for the soul, all that stuff. Now this is all sounds like I'm on medication.
No, it doesn't. It's
maybe I should be on medication.
It's
but isn't that what it is?
Well, you know. And for me, but that's what I get when I listen to my favourite music too.
Yeah.
You know, you get jarred out of whatever bubbles you're in,
yes.
and back into what matters.
Yeah.
And who
would you listen to? Like, is there some? Have you a number of people that you would listen to? I'm sure I probably know some of them. But
well, I listen to a lot of old stuff and to stuff that has meant something to me all my life.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
the likes of Paul Brady or you know, I can't think of much on
sure,
the spot.
I know,
like,
I know.
But.
I don't mean to put
Sam Cooke or, you know...
All right, so you'll go right back.
I'll go right back or,
yeah.
you know, back to even...
Stuff you grew up with.
Wartime era or Motown or... It could be from any era, really.
And you go back to the old songwriters, the old...
Oh, I do, Irving Berlin and Cole Porter and all of those and all the ones that you don't even know the names of.
Yeah.
And it's more, for me, about songs than songwriters. As much as you have fascinations with people...
Sure.
It's not that you follow just somebody religiously, it's like... Certain works just do it for you, you know.
Yeah.
And it's an eclectic
sure.
gathering of all that
yeah,
stuff.
But it's also being open to all these people coming into your life and letting it in.
It is, and then for me, I suppose, as you know, somebody who actually writes, I try to do that for myself then.
Yes.
you're entertaining yourself, and but putting the puzzle together is the magic, to be kind of I call it like being on the back of the beast, because you forget what you're doing
and you're just
lost,
taken away.
Something will kind of hit you and it feels like a eureka moment.
Sure.
And sometimes I let out a little scream or something and like a yelp, when you unlock something in your head,
That's right, when there's suddenly a moment, which is very important. Tell me, is there one song that may be not yours that you just love that I could play for you this morning?
Oh.
Is there a little song? Is there any song that you...
Let me think about that.
Yeah, remember, we're on lyric. I don't want any nonsense.
I did think of something recently and I can't think of it right now.
Well, I can give you a minute to think of it.
Yeah.
Because I have news.
Yeah.
Not news, so I have the news. Mm-hmm. I don't have any news, but the news is the news. So I could go to the news and you could come back then and tell me what it is. Just a favourite, because we'd like to play a favourite.
Yeah.
And there's no way, by the way, you'll not hear Kinvara this morning, but that's between me and the record, and the records here.
You love it that much.
I'm afraid we do. And so do they.
And don't be afraid.
So does the listener, absolutely. RT Lyric FM, it is Martin in the morning. It is now 9:30.